Blog Talk Radio.
And come back in. Oh, wow. Thank you. Shalom, Sister Denise. Can you hear me? Sister Denise, can you hear? Hello, my sister. Yeah, we're having, I could see you come in the room. I was talking to you, but I don't think you could hear me.
Okay, I can hear you. I don't think
Sister Denise can. I just came out of the room and went back in, and it didn't show you in the room, but it doesn't show the media server either, so people won't be able to hear the mic. So I'm going to reboot the server. And I will text you when to come back in.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to reboot it right now.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right. Amen. 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 Go ahead and get started here. Just a second. I'm fine. And yourself? Yeah, it's back up now. You better get on now. All right. Peace and blessings. Shalom, Sister Mary.
Shalom, Brother Miles.
All right. I can hear you now. I don't know. Could you hear me before?
I could.
Okay. I couldn't hear you responding then.
You want me to call Sister Denise and tell her to sign back in?
I just talked to her.
Oh.
Yeah, I just called her. I need to see if she's getting my text messages because she don't ever reply to them. I don't know if she gets them or she just gets them and ignores them or whatever. Has your day been good for you today?
I didn't hear you.
I say, has your day been good today?
Yes, it has.
Good, good.
Thank you for asking me. How about yours?
Good, been busy all day. Got invited by the city of Scottsdale to got invited to one of their health events. But you know, it's gonna be on a Saturday, so I had to decline it. But you know, they are coming out to the farmers market. And so they got my business card from there and then invited me to, you know, one of their events. But I told them, you know, I couldn't do it on Saturday.
Is it busy on the Saturday?
Yeah, well, no. Uh-uh. Not doing that. So I know that's when most people are out. Especially most of the locals on Saturdays, but no, we won't be doing that. I was just getting ready to publish a paper on the pagan holidays. I think I'll send it to you guys about mixing pagan traditions with biblical things. And then not thinking that you're worshiping another, you know, that not thinking that it's idol worship. When the Most High said don't do that. So we'll give Sister Denise another couple of minutes to get in here. And let me see if the document that I uploaded, if it's here. If not, I'll upload it again real quick. But the system is acting crazy. Yeah, it's here.
Yeah, we're getting ready to have a storm down here.
Oh, you're getting ready to storm there now?
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem like it's going to be bad, or?
Well, it's going to have a lot of hail, a lot of wind.
Oh, I hope no tornadoes, but hail can knock out stuff, too, and wind.
Yes.
Clara, Clara, Clara. Shalom, Sister Clara.
It's now in the conference.
Hope you can hear us.
You can hear us.
We're gonna,
yes.
All right, Amy, we're going to mute your mic. We're waiting on Sister Denise to get in, give it her a couple of minutes.
You had an echo.
Yeah, that's the clear on the call-in line. I have to mute it. All right there, Sister Denise. Are you able to hear now?
Yes.
All right, amen. All right, I needed to reboot that server. So I was just telling Sister Mary that I was going to send out a document on, that I just got through writing on the pagan holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And how what they have done is mixed, they have mixed pagan traditions and customs with Most High. And then, you know, try to say that it's, you know, part of Christianity or part of the belief. When the scripture says we're not to do that, Yah doesn't want anything from any other deity as part of his worship and as part of his holidays. So you have to let me know what you think of it when you read it.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and start this new moon service. This is a celebration. It's a makeup because I totally slipped my mind. I think even on the day of the new moon, I was talking about the beginning of the year, which is next month. And so Sister Mary brought it to my attention that we missed the new moon service for this month. But, you know, for any of you, if you see that, if I don't mention it, then, you know, bring it to my attention. You know, we will surely get on track. We got a lot of things going on. And so it's easy to lose track of things right now. Been engrossed in this in the website for Yeshurun Farms and for the sales team that I'm trying to put together. And so writing scripts and things like that. And so and you know, trying to stay on top of the plants as well for the market. But, you know, I look forward to this time of the month for sure, the beginning of the month. And so we are 2-3 days past the beginning of the month, but we're still going to go ahead and celebrate the beginning of the month as y'all have commanded. Again, my sincere apologies to everyone. And so let us start off with 2 Chronicles. And I hope that you have your grapefruit, grape juice, and your unleavened bread ready. Hope you have a meal as we go forth in this celebration. This is always a time of, as this is the last month of the year, you know, I want to take, especially take time and thank the Most High for all that he has done for us this year. Good and bad that has come, and, you know, ask his blessings in next month, in the coming year. So let us go ahead and get started. 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And this is the basis for, this is the basis for this observance. And Solomon sent to Haran, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst deal with David my father, and did send him cedars to build a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build a house to the name of Yah my Elohim, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offering, morning and evening, and on the Sabbath, and on the new moon, and the solemn feast of Yah our Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. So Solomon observed this, you know, this observance, and he mentions it with the feast days of the Most High, mentions it with the Sabbath, and this is why we do this. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yah on the altar of Yah, which he had built before the porch, even after at a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses on the Sabbath and on the new moon and on the solemn feast, three times in a year, even in the Feast of Unleavened Bread and in the Feast of Weeks and in the Feast of the Tabernacles. Our opening prayer. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah Elohim as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hope. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy, and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And let all the people say, blessed are you, and let's see, we'll rotate between you, Sister Mary, and you, Sister Denise, as we do. Blessed, and so we'll go ahead and let Sister Denise start. If you'll repeat for the people. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
And Yah of Yah.
And Yah of Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Amen. You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends, of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration and offering, an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And Sister Mary, if you will repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe. Who has kept us. And sustained us. And who has ordained this to be the first month of, well, and who has ordained this month.
Who has ordained this month.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you. Amen. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion, when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And then, Sister Denise. We bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again.
And restore your glory once again.
Upon Zion.
Upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom
shall
be exalted over all.
Amen. Psalm 81, the book of Psalms, 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon Gedith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for our testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. The blowing of the shofar. Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. And they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim, That is numbers 10 and 10. And so I'm going to blow my shofar, and then I will play the shofar that we play typically on the Shabbat. Let me tune my lips up. And let all the people give Yah a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Glory to your name, O Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Thank you for all that you've done for us this past year, Father. All that you're going to do in the coming new year. We just praise your holy name and we give you glory and honor and praise on today. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I'm not afraid to.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. We forget. Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. The Shema. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Shema, Israel, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikad, Baruch Shema Kavod, Malkuto Lamo La Bahad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ikad. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. The Shema.
glorious kingdom reign forevermore. Hero is the Lord God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his name, the glorious kingdom reign forevermore. Hero is the Lord God, the Lord. Blessed be his name, a glorious kingdom reigns forevermore. Here I is where the Lord God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his name, a glorious kingdom reigns forevermore.
Jimba, 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 Jim
Shammai Israel. Yahuwah Eloheinu. Yahuwah Ikad. Baruch Shemo Kavod. Malkuto. Laholamo. Bahad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ikad. The lighting of the menorah for this coming month. To separate Rosh Kadosh, the new moon, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead or the Eloheimhead bodily. Verse 10. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Verse 11, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Mashiach, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised from the dead. The book of Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Mashiach in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his work, which worketh in me mightily. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. That the Elohim of our Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Mashiach may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Mashiach, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of Yah. Let us bow our heads. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you that all the fullness of the Elohim head dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. That was Colossians chapter 2, verses 3, 9 and 12, and chapter 1, verses 27 and 29. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, and chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. And as we begin to light the menorah, then I believe it is Sister Denise that's up first, and then we will alternate back and forth in the response of the people. So would you fill up your people this night with the Spirit of Yah? And Sister Denise, we receive the Spirit of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of Yah.
Amen. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of wisdom? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of wisdom.
We receive the Spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of understanding? And Sister Denise, we receive the Spirit of understanding. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of counsel? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of counsel.
We receive the Spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, tonight, this night, with the Spirit of might? And Sister Denise, we receive the Spirit of might.
We receive the Spirit of might.
And would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of knowledge? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of knowledge.
We receive the Spirit of knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of the fear of Yah? And Sister Denise, we receive the Spirit of the fear of Yah. That'll be you, Sister Denise.
The Spirit of the Spirit of Yah.
Amen. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise to this night. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, Elohim. We just give you glory. We praise you, Father. Praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 103, verses 2 through 5. Bless Yah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto Elohim. And the peace of Elohim, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Yeshua HaMashiach. And the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. The book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And let the peace of Elohim rule in your heart, to that which also you are called in one body, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Hallelujah. May the Most High bless you to the reading and hearing, the understanding, and most of the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. The sanctification of the month. May it be your will, Yah Elohim, and the Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us, to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessings and provisions for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name, so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the paths of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessings. We long for the day when the Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the ocean cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, in his name one. And let us all say, Amen.
Amen.
And whose turn is it?
Mine.
Okay. If you'll repeat after me. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
And let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. And Sister Denise, it's your turn. You're up. Oh, Yah, our Elohim. We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer.
To hear our prayer.
For forgiveness.
For forgiveness.
For all our shortcomings.
For all our shortcomings.
For all our ignorant transgressions.
For all our ignorant transgressions.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
For Zion's sake.
For your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yah our rock.
Yah our rock.
And our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Oh, Yah Elohim of our Father and our Elohim, we ask that you, in this coming month and year, that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness. That you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways. That you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times. That you would give us what we need financially so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others. That you would give us what we need physically so that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. And let all the people say, Amen.
Amen.
All right, let us get ready for the communion. I'll be right back. I need to go get my grape juice out of the refrigerator. So I'll play a song and then we will do this. you do show Yeshua's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of Yeshua unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of Yeshua. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not concerning Yeshua's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. That is Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For it was fitting for him, for of whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of your salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one, all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may take the bread. Well, we're going to do it in this order tonight. And then, Sister Mary, you go first. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
You
may eat the bread. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this gift. Hallelujah. Thank you, Messiah. Hallelujah. And if you will take the grape juice in your left hand and put your right hand over it. Father, yeah. Father, we come before you and we present this grape juice as a representation of Messiah's blood, which was shed for us for the sealing of the new covenant. May you sanctify it on this night as we partake of it. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen and amen. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and revealed himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua HaMashiach. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Yeshua said, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. John 15, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And Sister Denise, if you'll repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
And you may drink the cup. Let us give the Most High Elohim hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Father. Praise your name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, for your body and the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you for the sacrifice, Father. We do remember the price that you paid on this night, Father. And we honor you in it. And we remember your sacrifice. Hallelujah. And we remember your death. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. And Sister Mary, if you will repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people.
For sanctifying us, your people.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, Yah, for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua, our Messiah, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf, and in the victories which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, O Yah, Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised, and we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Let us give Yah our praise, the praise of our lips, and thank him for the work that he has done in Yeshua, our Savior. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your redemption. Thank you for being our Savior and our Elohim. Thank you for the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most of all, Father, thank you for the Spirit of the fear of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, amen. Are there any personal testimonies?
Well, I'm just glad to be able to move on again every month.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Father, Father.
Amen. I thank him also. In agreement with you, my sister. Hallelujah. I want to thank Yah for just bringing me through this year, for never failing me, for always being on my side, even when I was sick. I know that he was there and that there was nothing going to seriously happen, that he would uphold and keep me in the way. I thank him for allowing me to praise and worship his holy name in the Spirit of truth, even when I didn't feel like it. Hallelujah. That he gave me a mind and a heart to praise him anyway, to always have him before me in sickness, in health, throughout this whole entire year. It's been an up and down year for me, but I thank Yah always in all things. He is to get the glory and the honor and the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right. If there are no other testimonies.
I'd just like to say thank you, Father, for everything you have ever done for me and what you're still doing for me. I just want to say thank you.
Amen.
And like you said, I've been sick too, but I know he will bring me out, so I keep going.
Amen. Amen. It's all glory and honor to him. You know, we all getting older, and these bodies, they just start to break down, start to become more susceptible to things. But Yah is able to heal us. He's able to allow us to be healed, and he's able to allow us to keep good health, like Sister Mary, who ain't never sick. No, we have a sore throat every now and again. Amen. But, you know, Yah is good and greatly to be praised, because there's a lot of people didn't make it through the year. There's a lot of people didn't make it past last night. And so, you know, every day that we wake up and have an opportunity to praise and worship Him, it's a good day. It's a good day. You know, because we're on our sick bed, our death bed, if He allows us to wake up and to give Him glory and honor and praise one more time, what better day can there be? For this reason, were we created? Well, what are we going to do in eternity in the kingdom when everybody and everything's going to be praising Him for days and months at a time? Amen. So if we can't spend the time now, you know, we still are going to have a problem later. A lot of people don't like praising, you know, just don't like doing it. So what you going to do in eternity then? With that being said, if you have your meals, if you go get them now, if they're ready, then we'll go ahead. All right, amen. What are we having tonight?
I have a
black and
roasted turkey
breast salad. All right, amen. And what are you getting for Sunday?
I'm having turkey soup.
Turkey soup and turkey sandwiches.
Yes.
Y'all need to just hook those two up.
Right.
And I'm having chicken tonight. Chicken and mashed potatoes. So, amen. All right, so if you'll get that, then I will get yours to Cindy, and then we'll bless the food and dig in. And let me play a song while we wait.
Yeah. that's beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back.
Before you, Father, thank you for strength and life and health on today, Father. We ask that you would bless this meal and the nourishment of our bodies. And in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay, so I have been busy while y'all munching. There's no loud smacking, okay? Been busy with the website, working on the team website for the sales team. And I had I didn't realize until after I did something today. I was looking for a way, after I'm loading these leads in, of assigning leads to different people for them to call as soon as I get ready to do this and find somebody to help out with it or hire them. Then I wanted, you know, I didn't feel a way to assign these leads in there. If I create, whoever creates the lead, then it's assigned to them. But since I'm mass creating the lead for the people to call, then they're all being assigned to me. And so I wanted to have a way to go in and assign them to, you know, a salesperson, somebody that's going to be doing the calling. And so I went through and I had to go through the, you know, there wasn't no way to do it through the front end. And I said, you know, this is kind of bad because I have all these leads in here. And, you know, if you enter a lead, then it will be up under your name. But if I load them all in, then they're all up under my name. There's no way from the front end. At least I didn't think. And I don't know if it will work or not after I looked at it. But I saw that I created a lead from one of the sales members that I created. I created a lead from their login and then looked at the data and compared it and said, okay, here's the difference. And so then I assigned four or five leads, you know, from the database, just changing them to be the owner and not the creator, but the owner, and then it put it up under their name. And I had to do that through the back end. But I saw the field, what I was using for, like a group, may have been that it needs to be the salesperson there rather than the group. So as I was creating, I sort of grouped all of the doctors. That's what I've been working on. Grouped them all by the zip code that they're in, so I could assign people, you know, to do different zip codes. But I'm thinking what in fact goes in that field is probably the person, the salesperson that's going to be doing the calling, their name to go in there. So assign it to them that way. And so I'll have to see. I'm going to have to play around with if I can do it that way, then whenever because I've still been working on scripts to create websites. And, you know, people are protecting their data. You can go and look at it, and I could copy and paste if I did it manually from the website, but I'm trying to do it programmatically so I don't have to spend all day copying and pasting. But they are programmatically protecting their data. So what you see on the screen, if you try to get it programmatically, then there's things that they do to try to protect it. From scripts coming in and, you know, downloading the data. But a lot of, you know, companies do this all the time. And so this is how they develop their databases and things like that. And then a lot of times they go in, somebody will have collected this information and sell it. I didn't find, for what I'm looking for, I haven't found anybody that actually created a database for sale. So as I've been running the script to get the information, some sites start blocking me, start blocking my IP address. They'll let me download one or two names, and then it will, you know, stop working. And so I said, okay, let me find another way to do this. So I downloaded the complete website and was doing it offline, and they have a way to block that too. I was like, good grief.
I think that's because of all these people out here.
Uh-huh.
And people be trying to get information that they shouldn't be trying to get.
Well, see, people who are in business, because what I'm getting is just people who are in business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I can go and look up the information, and I can read it. But if I try to create a database out of it, so I can create a bunch of, you know, doctors to call, then they're blocking it. It's not like I'm trying to get, you know, their personal phone number or something like that.
Get their business phone number?
Right, get their business phone number, get their business email, you know, their business address. So that's all public information. I'm not trying to scrape and say, oh, well, let me get their home phone number and their wife's name and their birthday and all that kind of stuff.
No, but I'm saying, what I was saying is, you know how the software that people would be messing up stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, they mess it up for everybody. So I've been working on scripts to try to get around their countermeasures. And it is an education all over again, trying to do that. But, you know, if I end up having to do it manually and can't do it programmatically, then once I copy the information, I'll just write scripts to go ahead and just break the data up and put it where I want to put it at. But I have to do it one screen at a time, and that can get very, you know, just time-consuming and monotonous. And once I start, I have a tendency not to get up from the computer, so it becomes all-consuming. For me, and like I'll go to bed at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, because I just won't let it go. But hopefully I got a set of the scripts that I had written before, they were working. I'll probably have to go take my laptop somewhere and just get on like Starbucks, their internet or whoever, somebody who has a public internet,
mm-hmm.
and run the script. And then if they block that address, I don't care, because I won't be running from there but once. But, it, you know, it'll be then ran and got what I needed by the time they figure out what happened. So that's what I've been working on. And then, you know, going through and testing the software, to make sure I understand how it works, so that if I do hire somebody, then I can properly train them and give them a set of steps. You know, this is what you need to do, and have it working for them, which, you know, it's a workable system. So far, the only thing that I found that, you know, and like I said, I may have misused the field, used it for something that start in a different way than I should have. But, I can do it from the back end, just, you know, update the tables myself. And so, when that time comes around, then I'll be ready for it. I don't want the time to catch up with me and I'm not ready. Then talk to a vendor at the farmer's market last Sunday. He wanted some purple radishes for, you know, to give out a sample. He makes balsamic vinegar.
Okay, yeah.
And so, you know, they let people sample his vinegar, but then they always want it to, you know, they always want to sample it on something.
Okay.
So he came to me and wanted to buy some microgreens. You know, we sat down and talked because I told you guys I was going to make those pre-made salads.
Uh-huh.
And so one of his balsamic vinegars I really liked anyway. It's a raspberry balsamic vinegar. Real good. Tastes real good. So I put it on a salad mix, and it just set it off. At least to me. So I'm going to go ahead, and I already start growing more salad mix so that I can start producing these salad sales. Then I'm going to start advertising. So I'm not going to start selling the salads for another 2 weeks because I want the microgreens to get a little bit bigger than when I normally take them out there for the salad. So they won't change in taste, but they'll just be a little bit bigger microgreens.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll fill up the container a little bit more. I won't have to use so much to come up with, you know, we're still going to be getting 2 ounces, but it's 2 ounces, but the plants are bigger, so it takes fewer of the plants to do it. So I started those off. I did 3 trays, you know, real heavily seeded, and they have started to sprout out. They'll be ready. You know, I'm going to try to do it with the light or the lack of light first. I saw them for light so that they grew up taller.
Mm-hmm.
And then put the light on them so then they start to thicken up. And they may be ready in two weeks. Because I watch it closely. But I'll see. If not, it'll be 3 weeks that I'll allow them to grow. And that way I should be able to get probably 20 salads out of each tray. And then the salads will go for, because I'm going to include this balsamic dressing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's going to be like a pre-made salad, and that's the way I'm going to sell it. It'd be like $12 per salad. and people will pay it easily. They'll pay it. I had a number of people come to me and say, charging too little. Because when they're going to AJ's and, you know, these specialty places, for what I'm selling them for $7, they're paying $18 for these specialty places. And so I knew that I could go up on the price any time because I knew I was always low anyway.
Right.
So, but, you know, when people come in and they are expecting to pay more because they've gone through the stores, and they know that what I'm selling them is way fresher than they're getting at the stores. I can actually charge more than what the stores charge. But I won't do that. But I will go up on the price. So, you know, things are looking up that way. Yeah, they're looking up that way. It's just, it's something that you got to constantly do.
Right, and you want to keep watering it all the time.
Yep. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. You cannot overwater them either.
You know, when you overwater them
and
when you underwater
them? When I overwater them, the roots will start to turn brown.
Okay, so you don't start watering them too easy, or what? How does it work?
I water them. It's just how much water I put in there. Because, like, first starting off, you only need a little bit of water. So I only spray them when I'm first starting off. I have like a misting bottle, and I'll heavily mist them, so, you know, they're getting water, but it's not held down in like the bottom of the tray.
Uh-huh.
So there's very little water in the bottom of the tray, and so what I do is once they start growing roots, once roots start growing down there, then I add a little water to the bottom.
How long did it take for it to come?
2 or 3 days? Yeah, 2 or 3 days. For some of them 4 or 5 days. It depends upon the type of plant. And
I'm trying to do it, but I don't know how to do it, so I was just trying.
Well, all you had to do was ask. I told you. Well, no, it's better to ask and then do it on your own. There's nothing wrong with getting knowledge first.
Right, okay.
So, are you growing in dirt? What are you growing in?
I got a tray.
Okay. What's in the tray? Does the tray have 2 trays in one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do the seeds fall through the tray?
No.
Okay, then all you got to do, if the seeds don't fall through the tray, because it should be, the way it should be working is, the tray, you got a tray with holes in it, right?
Yeah.
And a tray that don't have holes.
Yeah.
So the tray with holes goes on top, put your seeds on top of that, then just mist them real heavy. Don't overwater them ever.
Dark, right?
Hmm?
Keep them in the dark, right?
And you need to put some weight on them, like a book or something. So you actually need 3 trays, okay? You need two trays. One's going to have the tray that has the seeds in it, and one you're going to use to cover them up, okay? And put a weight on top of it, a book or a brick or something, okay? And so if you water them good enough, the first 2 days, you won't have to do nothing with them. There should be enough water for them to germinate. So you just spray them down real good. Don't pour water in there. Spray it on them. And the seeds are wet. I use a little screen on top of that hole, the one with the hole. That should be wet. But if you mist it down real good, then put the other tray on top of it and put some weight on it. Then they'll germinate. And then, like the third, at the end of the second day or the third day, go in and look at them and mist them down again. And then sort of just lift the tray with the hole.
Uh-huh.
Just sort of lift it up to see if any roots coming through.
Okay.
If you see roots coming through, then just mist them, and then the next day pour a little bit of water, because there'll be some water in there from you misting.
Mm-hmm.
But as the seeds start to get bigger, they need more water.
Okay.
So then you just sort of try to cover the bottom of the tray. Not fill it up, just, you know, to where there's an inch of water, so like that, just put so that the bottom of the tray is covered.
Okay.
So there's no dry spot, in other words, on the bottom of the tray.
Okay.
And then that'll be enough water for them. Once they get about, so you should still have them covered, and you should still have the weight on them. They should actually push that weight up by themselves. So as they start to grow and get bigger,
mm-hmm.
they'll start to lift that weight. Okay, the tray with the weight on it.
Uh-huh.
They'll start to lift it up. Once they do that.
They're supposed to be in the dark, right?
Yeah, they're going to be in the dark because they're going to be, that tray is going to be on top of at that point, okay? But then once they lift that tray up, start to lift that tray, then you take the weight off, you water them, and then you turn the top tray, the tray that you had the weight on it, you just cover them with that. So you turn it over and use it like a dome.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be darkness to them.
Okay.
And you do that 2 days, 3 days. You'll start, what they're going to be is when you have that weight on them, they're going to sort of still be curled up,
mm-hmm.
trying to push up on that tray with the weight on it.
Uh-huh.
Once you take that weight off and water them and turn that tray over and use it like a dome,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to start searching for light. So they're going to start standing up. And what they're doing is searching for light. And the longer you leave them in the dark, the taller they will get, but they will be skinny.
Yeah, that's what they're
about. Real skinny. Okay, so if they're tall and real skinny already, then they're ready for light.
Okay.
And so then you take them out and you give them as much light as you can. So if you're using grow light or if you're using natural light, then you only got, you know, the time for the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has to be enough for them, whatever the sunlight is in a day. But if you have a grow light, then I usually leave the grow light on them like 18 hours a day. And they will start to, the leaves will start to get big and the stem will start to thicken up. But you got to, at that point, You want to, did you buy any type of mineral?
No.
Okay. You going to need some Epsom salt? You're going to need some nitrogen, calcium nitrate.
What's that?
It's a mineral.
I know what.
When
you buy it,
you should be able to buy it from yeah, any type of plant store. I mean, just go to the, you can go to Lowe's or something and go to their plant section.
Mm-hmm.
And just get the seed that they have for it. They'll have it in there by plants, or like tomato plants or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you can usually just use that.
Okay.
That would be the easiest thing. And then it'll tell you how to mix it in a gallon of water, how much you need to put in there. And then you just sort of, from the time that you take, that you start putting them up under the light,
uh-huh.
you don't water from the top anymore. You just water from the bottom. So you just lift the tray up and make sure there's water in there.
Uh-huh.
And if it's, you know, if it's low, just put some more in there. You just want to make sure that they have water to be able to drink, because the light will make it, the sun and the light will make that water evaporate too. And they'll make it evaporate by drinking.
Okay.
And when they're about 2 or 3 inches tall, and they're thick enough, then they're ready to eat.
Okay.
But yeah, that's really all there is to it. Now, did you soak the seeds before you?
Before, yeah.
How long did you soak them?
Half an hour.
You probably just soak them about 4 hours. Well, if you're going to be away from home, you might find that, yeah, that you come home and it done fell down or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, today's Thursday. Depends upon how much water you gave them the first night. If you gave them enough water, then if you just water them again, as long as they didn't completely dry out, then they may go ahead and germinate and you know, sprout and get bigger. You said they're leggy right now.
Right.
So they came up. They just, at this time, what they just need is more light. If they're leggy.
Yeah.
But that's the process.
But I can't put them outside.
No, you don't want them outside because then you don't know what's peeing on them or anything. You don't want no birds pooping on them. You don't want no cats or no dogs peeing on them. So it's best that you keep them inside.
Okay.
And just make sure that they're by a window that gets sunshine. And they'll do fine. Yeah, they'll do fine. I just, you know, I spent the money for the grow room. And you know, the tables and everything. I think I spent altogether about $5,000. for everything. But I, you know, I plan on doing it at a commercial stage from the beginning.
Right. And I'm just experimenting right now.
Yeah, so... Yeah, what you've done so far, you should be fine. I would just check the water on them, and if they're, you know, if you kept them in the dark, then they're going to be real thin.
Yeah.
And so, but if they got roots on them, then you want to bring them out of the dark, and if they're leggy already, then you just need to put them in light, the water them and put them in the light. And they will start to, the leaves will start to get, because they got tiny leaves on them right now too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the leaves will start to get way bigger. The light makes the leaves grow, okay?
Okay.
And it makes the stalk grow.
Right but now I think they're searching for light.
Yeah, so they're searching for light, so they're going to be long and thin.
Right.
And so they're ready. They're ready for light. You just need to make sure that that you water them, make sure enough water is in the bottom, and put them up under the light, and they will it'll take off for you. If you're starting, you know, just let them have as much light as they can get.
Okay.
And they'll pick it up. Is what like the ones that I took to the market last week. I really should have let them grow another week, but I need to make sure that I have something at the market. So whatever I didn't sell, they've been in the dark all this time. I wanted them to get taller. And in the dark, they don't typically grow. They don't typically start to grow their permanent leaves. Until they see the light again.
Okay.
So, and you don't want them, the most you want on them is that first permanent leaf. So the leaf that you see now, they call those the cotyledon leaves. They're the first leaves. They're the like baby leaves. They're going to start to grow out another set of leaves from on top of those. You don't typically want those leaves to come out.
You don't want them to come out?
No. You want to harvest before those leaves come out.
Okay. All right.
That's if you try to grow microgreens.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because the next set of leaves, the permanent set of leaves, they start to get bitter. The real taste is in those baby leaves. And they'll have all the taste of whatever vegetable it is.
Mm-hmm.
All the taste and everything will be in the stem. Once they start growing those second set of leaves, they can, you know, they can start, but you don't want them to get any size on them. So if they sprout out of there, you know, come out of there, that's no big deal. But you don't want them to get big. If those leaves get big, then the plant probably will start taking bitter. So the microgreen is going to be, and they usually won't grow that first set of leaves, that the permanent leaves, until around 14 days. So you want to stop them from growing that permanent set.
And then, so when you
harvest
them, you just
harvest
it all out.
Yeah, I pull up. Yep. Because they're not once you if you cut them, they're not going to grow again. So you might as well just pull up everything, root and all,
mm-hmm.
and then just cut the root off,
uh-huh.
and eat them that way. You know, put them in the salad or whatever. Because then it makes cleaning the trays easier because you pulled up most of the roots anyway.
Right, okay.
And if you're not using dirt, then they'll come out. They'll come out roots and all real, real easy. So yeah, if you have any questions or you have any issues, just let me know. I can usually help you solve it.
Okay.
Because I've been, trust me, I've seen it.
Well, I think for sure, I'm thinking I might have to start over because I think I've
neglected
too long.
Because
I only looked at it about 2 days.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine if you go in and water them or spray them down. Because it's only been 2 days. Yeah. It'd be different if they started sprouting and then they went 2 days without water. They may not be able to recover, but there's only been 2 days. I think if you before you throw them away or do anything like that, I would just go in and don't soak them, but just don't, you know, pour water in there, but just sort of spray them. And let them
take them to the light.
Yeah, just skinny, because they've already sprouted. They're just skinny, so then just water them, and as long as they didn't lay down. If they lay down, then yeah, you need to start over. Because if they lay down, they're not going to stand back up. Yeah, I think the only one I've ever seen stand, well, radishes and sunflower I have found will stand back up. But the other ones, if it was broccoli or anything like that, it won't stand back up.
I think it was broccoli and asparagus.
Yeah, I haven't grown any asparagus, so I can't tell you about that one. But yeah, broccoli, if it falls, typically, depends on how big it is and how long it's falling for. If you catch it when it first falls, then it'll probably get back up. But if it's been a day or so it's falling, they ain't gonna get back up. But you'll see it with experience. But you have to stay on top of them, though.
That's why I
every day. Yep. And really, it's supposed to be twice a day.
That's what I was saying, 2 or 3 times a day.
You really, just twice a day, you'll be fine.
And what you doing with
them
twice a day?
I go in and I water them in the morning. And I water them at night.
You mean
spray them in the morning and I spray them at night. And then once they start getting big, then you definitely have to stay on top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And not, you know, not too much. Too much will kill them.
Right.
Not enough will kill them.
Okay.
So you have to stay on top of it. Like I said, just try to keep the bottom covered in water.
Mm-hmm.
And they will drink from that. You come in and you'll be surprised. You know, they'll be even got bigger and you'll be surprised that there's no water in there.
Right. Okay.
And so you just, you know, pour a little bit of water, fill the bottom back up again. Don't try to fill it up, you know, just cover the bottom. And, yeah, and then if you know you're going to be gone a little bit extra longer time, then you can add a little bit more water. But you don't want to, you know, you don't want to overdo it because the roots need to be able to both drink and breathe air. So some of those roots are for air and some of those roots are for water. And you don't know which ones are which.
Right.
And if you cover the ones that are for air, you drown the plant just like we drown. So just put, you know, like I said, if you just cover the bottom with water, then, you know, the plant will know what to do. But if it's swimming, then, you know, Yep. So there, you know, there's times when I get lazy and I don't want to go downstairs and I don't want to water. Mm-hmm. And if I forget and have my lights on, they will just burn up. You know, they'll suck up all the water and the water evaporate and then they'll fall. So I have to stay on top of it. You know, but I usually only do that when I come from a market and maybe I may have like a little bit left in the tray.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, well, I ain't going back down there right now. Then I fall asleep. Then the next day I go down and I'm like, oh, well, those dead. And I just looked today. I got to order some more sunflower seeds. I'm going to run out real quick. And green peas. I'm going to run out real quick. I'm surprised it's hard to find basil.
I'm surprised it's hard to find lemongrass.
Lemongrass?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've heard of lemongrass. I've heard of wheatgrass.
Lemongrass.
Yeah, let me look on the site I use. Give me a hot second here. Sister Mary, you ain't found sleep over there, have you?
No, I can't. Not yet.
Yeah, she's on her way, though. You hear it in her voice. So it's truly. You said lemongrass?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't even see lemongrass on this site. I don't think I've ever seen lemongrass itself.
It's like a,
I mean, I can look at a picture of it, but I've not seen it for sale as a like a seed.
Right.
It ain't growing in your front yard, is it?
No, I wanted to try growing it. You see, and I was looking for them. Like sometime I see it.
Okay. I see people grow them in pots and stuff. It's supposed to have some type of health benefit too, right?
Yeah. Like the lemon.
Okay, these get pretty big.
Yeah.
I think I found a site that might sell them. I'll take a look at it later. But I think there's a site here that I found it on that can sell it. The seed. I don't see a price on them though. I don't know. I'll see if I can find a price on them. I don't see a price on them. They might just have a plan on there, but don't have it as they sell it.
Right.
Or they have an order or something. I don't see a price.
Okay.
Yeah, well, where I buy my TVs at, they sure don't have it. I've never seen it. Okay, so let's go ahead and finish up this new moon. Go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Elohim in your body and in your spirit, which are Elohim. 1 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 24. Only fear Yah and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he has done for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. That you would walk worthy of Elohim, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, or the Ruach HaKodesh, which is in you, which you have of Elohim, and you are not your own? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh, to the lust of men, but to the will of Elohim. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Honor Yah with thy substance, and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. Verse 10. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses so burst out with new wine. And then the priestly blessing over Israel. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Yah bless thee and keep thee. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists shall present you gifts, and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. And the Most High had a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his words. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, Yah bless and keep you. Happy New Moon or Rosh Chodesh to the both of you, my sisters. Peace and blessings to you. And let me play the theme song and we're out of here.
You have no ending. I think it's amazing. It's the
beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You're always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo, but I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient, hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibration. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo,
tomorrow evening.
All right.
And